们翻开新约马可福音第十六章。
Please turn to Mark chapter 16.
Mark chapter 16.
Mark chapter 16.
我们要从第一节读到第三节。
We're going to read verse 1-3.
好，我们一起来。
Let's read together.
过了安息日，抹大拉的玛利亚和雅各的母亲玛利亚，并撒罗米买了香膏，去膏耶稣的身体。七日的第一日清早出太阳的时候，他们来到坟墓那里，彼此说，谁给我们把石头从墓门滚开呢？好，我们读路加福音第二十四章。
We'll read Luke chapter 24.
路加福音二十四章。
Luke chapter 24.
我们读十三节到十五节。
We'll read from verse 13-15.
正当那日，门徒中有两个人往一个村子去，这村子名叫以马忤斯，离耶路撒冷约有二十五里。他们彼此谈论所遇见的这一切事。正谈论相问的时候，耶稣亲自就近他们，和他们同行。我们特别记住这一句话，耶稣亲自就近他们，和他们同行。
Let's have some emphasis on this verse. Jesus himself came up and walked alone with them.
我们读二十五节到二十七节。
We'll read from verse 25-27.
耶稣对他们说，无知的人啊，先知所说的一切话，你们的心信得太迟钝了。基督这样受害，又进入他的荣耀，岂不是应当的吗？于是从摩西和众先知起，凡经上所指的自己的话，都给他们讲解明白了。我们记住这一句话说，于是从摩西和众先知起，凡经上所指的自己的话，都给他们讲解明白了。
Let's remember verse 27. In beginning with Moses and all the prophets, he explained to them what was said in all the scriptures concerning himself.
我们读第三十节到三十四节。
Verse 30-34.
到了坐席的时候，耶稣拿起饼来祝谢了，拨开递给他们，他们眼睛明亮了，这才认出他来。忽然耶稣不见了，他们彼此说，在路上和我们说话，给我们讲解圣经的时候，我们心岂不是火热的吗？他们就立时起身回耶路撒冷去，正遇见十一个使徒和他们的同人聚集在一处，说，主果然复活，已经显给西门看了。我们读约翰福音第十四章。
John chapter
14, 第十九节。
Verse 19,
约翰福音十四章十九节。
John chapter 14, verse 19,
还有不多的时候，世人不再看见我，你们却看见我，因为我活着，你们也要活着。约翰福音第十五章
John chapter 15
二十六节
Verse 26
二十六节，但我要从父那里差宝惠师来，就是从父出来圣礼的圣灵，他来了就要为我做见证。第十六章第七节
Chapter 16, verse 7.
然而，我将真情告诉你们，我去是与你们有益的。我若不去，保惠师就不到你们这里来。我若去，就差他来。我们注意，一句话说，我若不去，保惠师就不到你们这里来。我若去，就差他来。
Here it says, unless I go away, the counselor will not come to you.But if I go, I will send him to you.
使徒行传第二章
Acts chapter 2
22-24
Verse 22-24
以色列人啊请听我的话神借着拿撒勒人耶稣在你们中间施行异能奇事神迹请他证明出来这是你们自己知道的他既按着神的定旨先借被交与人你们就借着无法之人的手把他钉在十字架上杀了神却将他的死的痛苦解释了叫他复活因为他原不能被死拘禁到罗马书第六章第九节
Romans chapter 6 verse 9
罗马书第六章第九节
Romans chapter 6 verse 9
因为知道基督既从死里复活就不再死死也不再做他的主了我们读哥林多前书第十五章
1 Corinthians chapter 15
哥林多前书第十五章
1 Corinthians chapter 15
我们从第三节读到第六节
6
我当日所领受又传给你们的第一就是基督照圣经所说为我们的罪死了而且埋葬又照圣经所说第三天复活了并且显给基法看然后显给十二使徒看后来一时显给五百多弟兄看其中一大半到如今还在却已经睡了第十四节
Verse 14
若基督没有复活我们所传的便是枉然你们所信的也是枉然第十七节
Verse 17
基督若没有复活你们的信便是徒然你们仍在罪里第二十节
Verse 20
但基督已经从死里复活成了睡了之人出熟的果子最后我们读彼得前书第一章
Lastly, 1 Peter chapter 1
彼得前书第一章第三节第四节
1 Peter chapter 1 verse 3 and 4
愿颂赞归于我们主耶稣基督的父神神创造自己的大怜悯借耶稣基督从死里复活重生了我们叫我们有活泼的盼望可以得着不能朽坏不能玷污不能衰残为你们存留在天上的基业我们一起要有一点祷告
Let's pray together
亲爱的主我们何等感谢你的恩典
Dear Lord, how we thank you for your grace
今天我让我们仍然一同这样聚集在你的面前
Today you still give us opportunity to gather before you
主啊教会在你的面前有何等深的一个渴望
Lord, the church has such a deep hope in you
就是能够听到牧人的声音
And that is to hear the voice of the shepherd
主啊我们求你今天早晨主啊再来借着圣灵对你的教会来说话
For this morning through the Holy Spirit may you speak to your church
我们也求你让凡事有耳的都能够听见
So that all ye have ears can hear you
主啊好叫我们不但认识你复活的真理
So that not only we know the truth of your resurrection
主啊我们能够活在这复活生命和大能的当中
But we're also living in the power and the reality of that resurrected life
为此我们把下面的时间来仰望在我们主的手中
Lord, we commit our time into your hand
因为你亲自来托住我们
Lord, may you support us
祷告是奉主耶稣基督的名
We pray in Jesus Christ's name
Amen我们实在感谢神让我们读刚才我们读过的那些圣经
We thank the Lord for all the verses he had just given to us
如果我们能够回到第一世纪的话
if we can return to the first century,
如果我们能够活在使徒的时代，
if we can live in the life in the time of the apostle,
我们就能够发现在使徒的时代他们传福音的那个内容，
then we'll hear the content of the gospel that was preached at that time,
那是以耶稣基督的复活为中心的。
And that centers on the resurrection of Jesus Christ.
当我们读《使徒行传》第二章的时候，
When we read chapter 2 in the book of Acts,
我们看到头一篇福音的信息。
We saw the first message concerning the gospel.
这篇信息有一个中心的。
There's a centering message of the
gospel. 而这个中心就是耶稣基督已经复活了。
And that is the fact that Jesus Christ has risen.
这时代是那个时候所有福音信息的一个中心。
That was the center of all the gospels at that time.
如果我们活在第一世纪的时候，
If you were to live in the first century,
我们就能够认识当时候圣徒他们传福音的方式是什么。
Then we can also know the way, the methods the apostles used to preach the gospel.
他们没有接受任何传福音的训练。
They did not have any training concerning preaching the gospel.
他们传福音也只有一件事。
And there is only one thing they do.
就是把他们所看见、所听见关于主耶稣复活的事来述说出来。
That's to tell all that they saw, all that they heard concerning Jesus Christ.
当约翰和彼得在公会接受审问的时候，
When Peter and John were questioning in the synagogue,
他们就说：“他说我们所看见、我们所听见的，我们不能不说。”
They said, we cannot help but to tell what we saw and what we heard.
他们看见耶稣的复活，
they saw
他们听见耶稣复活， 他们不能不说。
They saw the resurrection of Jesus Christ. They heard about the resurrection of Jesus Christ.
这就是福音。
They cannot help but to tell it, and that is the gospel.
这也应该是我们今天传福音的一个方式。
That is also the way we should preach the gospel
today. 那是传讲那个复活的主耶稣。
That is to tell the resurrection of Jesus Christ.
他怎么样在我们的身上？
What he did in our lives.
他怎么样来帮助我们？
How did he help us?
我们不能不说。
We cannot help but telling it.
因为当时候的福音是这样传的。
Because the gospel was preached that way.
因此那个福音的传递就像野火一样。
Therefore, the gospel spread like a wildfire.
非常非常的迅速。
Very, very rapidly.
而他们所说的话是什么？
And what did they tell?
他们说耶稣基督果然已经复活了。
They said, indeed, Jesus Christ has risen.
因此当在第一世纪众圣徒见面的时候，
Therefore, when they greet each other in the first century,
他们的彼此问安的话就是耶稣基督果然复活了。
They say to each other, Jesus Christ indeed has risen.
如果我们说福音是一个轮子的话，
If the gospel is a wheel,
而这个复活就是那个轴心，
And the resurrection of Jesus Christ is the axle.
如果有了这个轴心，这个轮子就能够转。
With that axle, that wheel can turn.
这个福音就能够传出去。
And that gospel can go forth.
因为有了基督复活的这个事实做轴心。
For we had the fact of the resurrection of Jesus Christ.
因此福音就从耶路撒冷传到撒玛利亚，传到犹太全地，一直到地极。
And therefore the gospel of Jesus Christ went from Jerusalem to Judah to the end of the world.
到了保罗的时候，保罗也是这样说的。
By the time of Paul, he also said the same thing.
保罗说，我们所传的福音，所当日所传给你们的，不过就是耶稣照着圣经的话死了，埋葬了，又照着圣经的话复活了。
As Paul had said, what we preach to you is what's recorded in the scripture, that Jesus Christ had died according to the scripture and was raised according to the scripture.
因此耶稣基督的死、埋葬和复活就是福音的全部的内容。
Therefore, his death, his burial, his resurrection is the entire content of the gospel.
而复活在这个福音的这个内容里面有一个非常重要的一个位置。
And the resurrection has such an important place in the entire gospel.
因此保罗说，如果没有复活的话，我们所传的便是枉然，你们所信的也是枉然。
Therefore, Paul said, if the resurrection did not happen, then our preaching is useless and your faith is futile.
福音好像一张支票一样。
The gospel is like a check.
而那个复活就是那个支票上面的那个签字。
And the resurrection is the signature on that check.
如果这个支票没有签字的话，
If this check does not have a signature,
不管这个支票上面的数字有多么的大，
No matter what the amount that's on the check,
这张支票是枉然的。
This check is useless.
福音的 那个应许实在是太伟大了。
The promise of the gospel is indeed great.
而这个应许需要有一个保证。
Therefore, however, this promise needs to have an assurance.
而这个保证就是耶稣基督的复活。
And this assurance comes from the resurrection of Jesus Christ.
当耶稣复活以后
，After he was raised,
这一个福音的保证就有了。
Then we have the assurance of that gospel.
我们所信的就不枉然了。
That what we believe is not in vain.
也为了这个缘故。
And for that matter.
所以主耶稣复活以后，他一再向门徒显现。
And for that reason, Jesus Christ repeatedly appeared to the gospel.
有没有人能够知道主耶稣复活升天以后向门徒显现了几次啊？
Do you know how many times Christ had appeared to the saints after he was resurrected?
五次。
Five times.
八次。
Eight times.
最少十次。
At least 10 times.
如果你来仔细来读圣经的话，最少有十次。
If you read the Bible carefully, at least 10 times he appeared.
在主耶稣在地上40天的时间。
In 40 days.
最少在圣经有记载的有十次向他的门徒显现。
The Bible recorded at least 10 times when he appeared before the saints.
有时候向一个人显现。
Sometimes he appeared to one person.
像抹大拉的玛利亚。
To Mary and Magdalene.
像雅各。
To James.
像彼得。
To Peter.
有的时候向少数几个人显现。
Sometimes he appeared to a few people.
有一次向三个妇女显现。
To 3 women at one time.
有两次向众门徒显现。
Twice he appeared to the 12.
有一次向两个门徒往以马忤斯的那个路上显现。
And one time he appeared to 2 disciples, on the road.
有的时候向许多的人显现。
And sometimes he appeared to many people.
有一次向500个人显现。
One time he appeared to 500.
甚至当保罗写哥林多前书的时候。
Even when Paul was written the First Corinthians.
这500个人里面还有250个人仍然活着。
There were still 250 that were still living.
因此耶稣基督
500.
复活是一个不容争执的一个事实。
Therefore, the resurrection of Christ is an indisputable fact.
主耶稣要让他的门徒和世人非常非常的清楚，他果然复活了。
Jesus wants the whole world and all his disciples to know for the fact that he has risen.
今天早上，我在这里想要交通的一个题目，就是讲到耶稣基督复活带给我们的四个属灵的福气。
And this morning, I want to share with you the 4 blessings coming from the resurrection of Jesus Christ.
他的这个复活在属灵里面成功了什么样大的事
？In spirit, what did his resurrection achieve?
我们要第一个福气呢，乃是记载在希伯来书里面的。
The first ramification is recorded in the book of Hebrew.
在希伯来书里面说，他一次进入圣所，就成了永远赎罪的事。
It says, once entered into the most holy place, he had obtained eternal salvation.
这是头一个属灵的福气。
This is the first spiritual blessing.
这是复活所成功的头一个大事。
This is what the resurrection of Jesus Christ achieved.
就是基督复活以后，他一次进入圣所，成了永远赎罪的事。
That once he is risen, he has entered into the most holy place and obtained that eternal salvation.
刚才保罗在哥林多前书里面讲过一句话。
In 1 Corinthians, Paul put it this way.
他说基督如果没有复活的话，你们仍在罪里。
He said, if Christ has not risen, you are still in your sins.
为什么呢？
Why is that the case?
耶稣不是已经钉在十字架上了？
Was not Christ nailed on the cross?
他的血不是已经流出来了？
Was not his blood shed?
他不是已经被埋葬了？
Was he not buried?
那为什么我们还在罪里？
Why is that we're still in sin?
为什么保罗说耶基督没有复活，你们就仍在罪里？
Why did he say if he did not raise him, the dead are you are still in sin?
为什么？
Why is that the case?
这个答案在什么地方？
Where is the answer to that question?
你们记得当主耶稣向那个抹大拉的玛利亚显现的时候？
You remember when Jesus appeared before Mary Magdalene?
主耶稣曾经向他讲过一句话。
This is what he said to her.
主说你不要摸我。
Say, do not touch me.
你们记不记得？
Do you remember that verse?
就跟摩大拉的玛利亚说你不要摸我。
He told Mary Magdalene, do not touch me.
然后呢他又说因为我还没有升上去见我的父。
For I have not yet risen to see my father.
为什么他没有见父以前摩大拉的玛利亚不能摸他呢？
Why is it that before he was taken to the heaven, Mary Magdalene could not hold on to him?
因为当我们的主从死里复活的时候，
because when he was raised from the dead,
他就像亚伦一样，
he was like Aaron.
那个时候他已经装扮整齐了，
he is all dressed.
他要带着那个公牛和公羊的血。
He was about to bring the blood of the calves and goat.
他要穿过圣所，要进到那个至圣所的里面。
To go through the holy place to enter into the most holy
place. 然后他要把那个公牛的血要洒在施恩座的上面。
Then he will pour out the blood before the throne of mercy.
要把公羊的血要洒在施恩座的上面。
To pour out that blood upon the throne of mercy.
来为以色列人，为他的自己来赎罪。
To redeem his own sins and sins of Israelites.
当基督从死里复活的时候，
When Christ had risen from the dead,
他正要从那个坟墓里面升到父的那里去。
He was on his way from the grave into heaven.
因为那时候属灵的施恩座已经在天上。
For at that time, the throne of mercy is already in heaven.
他正准备要去把他自己的血来洒在那个施恩座上。
As he was about to pour out his own blood before.
结果他就碰到了摩大拉的玛利亚。
And at that time, he met Mary Magdalene.
所以他告诉玛利亚，你不要。
He told Mary, "Do not hold on to me."
因为在祭司在在进入至圣所的时候，没有人可以摸他的。
Because before the priest entered into the holy place, no one can touch
him. 所以他说：“你不要摸我。”
He said, "Do not hold on to me."
因此让我能够到父的那里去。
So that I can enter before the Father.
因此我们的主在遇见摩大拉的玛利亚之后。
Therefore, after he had met Mary Magdalene,
他就升到了天上。
He had risen to heaven.
他到了真正的那个属灵的真帐幕里面。
He entered into the true spiritual holy place.
在父的面前。
Before the Father.
把他自己的血洒在那个施恩座的上面。
He poured out his own blood on the throne of judgment.
他一次就成了永远赎罪的事。
Once for all, he became the sacrifice of redemption.
不但把当时犹太人所有的罪都能够洗净。
Not only to cleanse all the sins of the Israelites at the time,
他的宝血大有功效。
But his precious blood is ever efficacious.
这个宝血能够洗净以往所有人所犯的罪。
It can clean all the sins of the past.
这个宝血的功效一直追到往前，一直往前，一直到亚当。
That blood is ever reaching and reaching even Adam.
从亚当开始，一直到摩西，一直到众先知，一直到主耶稣复活的那一天，世人所犯的一切的罪都已经不再纪念了。
From Adam to Moses to the time of the prophets to the time of the Israelites at the time, all the sins were cleansed.
不但如此，那个赎罪祭是一个永远的祭。
Not only so, but that sacrifice is an eternal sacrifice.
因此，从主耶稣复活的那一天开始。
Therefore, from that day of his resurrection,
一直到今天,
until today,
一直到2006年4月16号,
until April 16, 2006,
主的宝血都能够有功效,
his blood is still efficacious.
因此今天如果我们到主的面前,
Therefore, today, if we come before the
Lord, 我们若认自己的罪,
if we confess our sin,
神是信实的, 是公义的,
then he is faithful, he is righteous.
必要赦免我们的罪,
he will forgive our sin.
不但是这样,
not only
那个基督的宝血
that precious blood
要从今天一直到他再来的日子
from today on until the day he comes again
在这一段时间之内
in this period of time
不管你是哪一个种族
no matter what race you are
不管你在哪一个地方
no matter where you are
不管你的教育程度
no matter what education you have
不管你的年龄
no matter your age
你只要承认自己的罪
as long as you confess your sin
他是信实的
he is faithful
他是公义的
he is righteous
他必要赦免我们的罪
He will forgive our sin.
因为基督一次就已经献上这个永远赎罪的祭。
Because once for all, he had offered that eternal sacrifice of redemption.
如果基督没有复活，
if he did not raise,
这个十字架的宝血，
than that precious blood from the cross.
就不能撒在那个世人座的上面。
Cannot be poured out before the throne of mercy.
这个赎罪祭就不能够成就。
And that sacrifice of redemption will not be complete.
因为基督已经复活了。
But because he lives.
所以他把这个十字架的宝血。
He had poured out that precious blood from the cross.
就是他自己的宝血。
His own blood.
就带到那个属灵的帐幕里面。
And he brought it into the most holy place.
他亲自完成了这个救赎。
By himself, he finished that redemption.
因此我们的信就不枉然了。
Therefore, our faith is not futile.
我们何等感谢神。
How we thank him.
借着耶稣基督的复活。
Through Jesus Christ's resurrection.
成功了这个伟大的救赎。
To accomplish such a salvation.
今天我们可以借着简单的信心。
That today, by a simple faith.
我们来到主的面前。
We can come before him.
我们能够享受这个赎罪祭的功效。
We can take part in that the efficiency of that sacrifice.
这个是基督复活带给我们的头一个属灵的福气。
This is the first blessing in spirit from his resurrection.
就是他成了永远赎罪的事。
That it is, he is that eternal salvation.
第二个福气。
And secondly,
这个第二个福气呢，是记载在也是在希伯来书里面的。
It's also recorded in the book of Hebrews.
希伯来书告诉我们呢、啊。他说耶稣基督为我们开了一条又新又活的路。
Here it says Jesus Christ has opened a new and living way for us.
这是主耶稣复活给我们的第二个福气、啊、
This is the second blessing, spiritual blessings in Christ.
我们知道主耶稣复活以后，
After he was risen,
他有四十天的时间在这个地上。
For 40 days he spent on this earth.
我们知道在圣经里面这个四十天是有它的意义的。
We know the number 40 has its meaning in the Bible.
这个四十天讲到要为一个重大的事情来做准备。
For that 40 days, that 40 days is a time to prepare an event.
所以摩西在西乃山上，那个时候神要跟他讲律法的时候，他在山上有四十天之久。
Also, it's just like for Moses, when he was about to receive God's commandment, he spent 40 days on the mountain.
主耶稣要出来侍奉以前，在旷野接受仇敌的试探有四十天之久。
Before Christ was to start his ministry, he spent 40 days in the wilderness to prepare.
因为讲到这四十天，乃是为一个重大的事情来预备的。
For the time of 40 days, it's a time for preparation.
那基督复活以后留在这个地上四十天，他乃是为什么事情在做预备？
After Jesus was resurrected, he spent 40 days on this earth. What was he preparing for?
如果我们来读那四十天的圣经的时候，
If we read about this 40 days,
我们就看见主耶稣怎么样向他们显现。
We see how he appeared to the disciples.
然后呢，突然就不见了。
Then all of a sudden he disappeared.
然后下一次呢，主又突然向他们显现。
Then again he appeared to them.
然后呢，又不见了。
But he disappeared again.
就一再一再的这样发生。
Over and over, that's the way it happened.
所以在那四十天之内。
In those 40 days.
主至少向他们显现了十次。
He appeared to them at least 10 times.
但是每次显现以后呢，他就不见了。
But every time after he appeared, he disappeared.
所以如果我们来算那个时间的话。
If we count the amount of time.
在四十天当中，主真正与他们同在的时间是很少的。
That in those 40 days, he actually spent very little amount of time with the saints.
但其实我讲的不对。
But actually, there's an error in my speaking.
我讲的绝对是不对的。
What I said was not correct.
因为那四十天当中，主耶稣随时随地都与门徒同在。
Because in those 40 days, he's actually with them every single moment.
只是门徒不能看见就是。
It's just that the disciples couldn't see him.
这就是主耶稣要教导门徒的一件功课。
This is a lesson that Jesus wants to teach the disciples.
因为在三年半之久，他们能够用他们的肉眼来看见主耶稣。
Because for 3.5 years, they were able to see Christ in his bodily form.
他们在肉身与主同在。
That in his physical body, he was with them.
在这四十天里面，主要教导门徒一个很宝贵的功课。
But in those 40 days, he wants to teach them a precious lesson.
就是怎么样与看不见的基督同在。
That is how to be with the Christ that you cannot see.
怎么样与复活的基督同在？
How can you be in the presence of the resurrected Christ?
弟兄姊妹，这个就是又新又活的一个道路啊。
Brother and sister, this is what it's talk about, the new and living way.
因为以色列人从前要与神同在是何等的困难啊。
Because how difficult it was for the Israelites to be in the presence.
但当基督死里复活以后，
But after Christ had died and resurrected,
这个路打开了，
This way was open.
人可以与神同在，
Man can be with God.
随时随地都能够与神同在，
Every moment, everywhere.
因此当那两个门徒走在那个路上的时候，
So when those two disciples traveling on the road to England,
圣经告诉我们主亲自与他们同在，
The Bible says he walked alone with them.
主突然之间就走在他们旁边，
All of a sudden he walked alone.
他们不知道，
They did not even know it.
弟兄姊妹，在我们的生活里面，这是常常发生的事。
Brothers and sisters, this is a common occurrence in our lives.
我们就像那两个门徒一样走在路上，
We're just like those two disciples.
我们心里在想我们自己的事，
We're thinking about our own affairs.
突然之间主就与我们同在，
All of a sudden the Lord appeared.
主就跟他们讲话，
The Lord spoke to them.
他们跟主讲话，
And he spoke to him.
他不知道那是主。
But they didn't know that was him.
我们也是这样。
We are the same way.
主跟我们讲话，我们不知道他是主。
The Lord is speaking to us, but we didn't know him.
他们为什么会这样呢？
Why did they not know him?
为什么跟主走在一起，并不知道是主呢？
Why is that they walk alone with him, but they did not know him?
这两个门徒已经知道耶稣复活了。
These two disciples, they knew about the resurrection.
他们两个谈论就是谈论耶稣复活的事。
Because that's what they were talking about.
对，他们知道主耶稣复活了。
So they knew Christ was alive.
但是那个主耶稣的复活没有让他们的心觉得火热的。
But the resurrection of Christ did not burn the fire in their heart.
他们的心是冷冷的。
Their hearts were cold.
他们的心很冷，在那里讲耶稣复活。
Their hearts were cold, but they were talking about the resurrection.
他们有这个复活的知识。
They had the knowledge of his resurrection.
他们没有那个复活的经历。
But they did not have the experience of that resurrection.
因此主与他们同行。
Therefore, the Lord walked with them.
我们看见当主与他们同行以后，
When the Lord walked with them,
不知不觉的，
Before they even knew it,
他们里面火热起来了。
Their hearts started to burn.
他们后来就回忆到，
Then they start to remember.
当那个人与我们同行的时候，
So when he was walking with us,
我们的心岂不是火热的吗？
Was not that our hearts start to burn?
弟兄姊妹，
Brothers and sisters,
主在教导门徒一个又新又活的路。
There's a new and living way that the Christ is showing.
就是与复活的主来同行。
That's to walk with the resurrected Lord.
约翰卫斯理在他的见证里面，他就说到。
John Wesley once testified.
他说他蒙恩得救的时候。
He said after he was saved.
他的心里面就莫名其妙的就火热起来。
That there was a burning in his heart.
我相信这是许许多多人的经历。
I think this experience that we all
share. 我们蒙恩得救的那一天，
The moment we were saved.
我们不知道为什么。
We do not know why.
我们里面火热起来。
There's a fire burning in our heart.
我们自己都不能解释。
We couldn't explain it.
我们以后也想不懂为什么。
Nor do we ever, nor we ever understand it.
但是那一段时间，我们里面就是火热。
For that day, for that period of time, our hearts were burning.
不是因为我们有什么。
Not because what we have.
那是耶稣与我们同在。
But because Christ has walked with us.
什么时候耶稣与我们同在？
Whenever he walked with us.
什么时候我们里面就有一个火热的心？
Then there is a fire in our heart.
主是怎么让他们的心火热起来的？
How did he start that fire in their heart?
那圣经告诉我们。
The Bible tells us.
就主就把那个圣经的话解开来给他们看。
The Lord had opened the scripture before them.
弟兄姊妹，圣经的话是需要解开的。
Brothers and sisters, the words in the Bible need to be opened.
因为圣经是一个奥秘。
For the Bible is a mystery.
而这个奥秘需要解开的。
And this mystery needs to be opened up.
如果不解开，我们就不能得到什么。
If it's not opened up, then we can gain nothing from it.
因此，那个约翰在异象里面看见没有人能够解开那个书卷，他就大哭起来了。
Therefore, in John's vision, when he saw that no one can open the mystery of the scripture, he starts to weep.
但是我们感谢主。
But thank the Lord.
有一位能够解开圣经的。
There's one that can open the mystery.
就是我们的主基督。
That's our Lord Jesus Christ.
他能够把这个圣经解开。
He can open up the scripture for us.
因此那一天在那个路上，我们的主耶稣就把圣经解开了。
Therefore, on the way to Emmaus, he opened up the scripture for them.
他从摩西讲到先知。
From Moses to the prophets.
他讲到圣经里面每一个地方讲到他的。
He explained all the places that concerned him.
他讲到所罗门里面，讲到那个全然可爱的那一位。
He talked about that one in Songs and Songs, the one who is all lovely.
他讲到以赛亚书里面，以赛亚所说的那个为我们而生的那个婴儿。
He talked about the book of Isaiah, where it's mentioned that a son was born to us.
讲到耶利米书里面，讲到那个大卫公义的苗裔。
He talked about in the book of Jeremiah, there was a righteous branch of David that would be given to us.
他就讲到以西结书里面，讲到那个佳美的香柏树。
He talked about in the book of Ezekiel, there's a stately cedar.
他也讲到在何西阿书里面，讲到了那个百合花。
The lily that was mentioned in the book of Hosea.
甚至还讲到马拉基书里面讲到那公义的日头
And in the book of Malachi the son of righteousness
当主耶稣把这个圣经解开的时候
When the Bible was opened up to them
这个门徒的心就火热起来
The fire in their hearts was rekindled
弟兄姐妹今天我们的需要就是这个
Brother and sister, this is our need today
今天教会的需要是什么
What is the need of the church today?
教会的需要就是能够听到主耶稣的声音。
The need of church today is to hear Jesus' voice.
如果我们能够听见主的声音
，If we can hear His voice，
这个教会是火热的教会。
Then there will be a fire within the church.
如果教会没有主的声音
，If we do not have His voice，
教会是冷淡的教会。
Then we are cold.
我们个人的信徒也是这样。
It's also the same case in our life.
如果在我们的生活的里面，我们听见神的声音。
If in our daily lives we can hear His voice.
我们听见我们牧人的声音。
We can hear the voice of the shepherd.
我们里面是火热的。
Then there will be a fire in our heart.
如果我们不能听见我们主的声音。
However, if we do not hear our shepherd's voice.
我们的心是冷淡的。
Our heart grow cold.
不靠其他的事。
There's nothing else.
你听见主的声音没有？
It only matters.Do you hear His voice?
你有没有与神同行?
Did you walk with Him?
这是那个又新又活的道路。
This is the new and living way.
这是主复活以后四十天在地上要教导门徒的一件事。
This is the lesson that He wants to teach the disciples for that 40 days He spent on earth.
就如何与复活的主来同行。
That is, how do you walk with the resurrected Lord?
如何听见主的声音。
How do you hear His voice?
这是基督复活带给我们的第二个福气。
This is the second spiritual blessing that His resurrection had brought to us.
第三个属灵的福气。
And thirdly,
是记载在哥林多前书十五章。
It's in 1 Corinthians chapter 15.
这里面他说了，基督的复活就成了碎了之人出熟的果子。
Here it says that.He has become the first fruit of all those who have fallen asleep.
这是什么意思呢?
What does that mean?
我想我们需要知道一点那个节期的背景。
I think we need to know a little about the history of that time to understand this.
主耶稣钉十字架是逾越节的时候。
It was during the day of Passover that he was nailed to the cross.
逾越节在犹太人的节期呢是正月十四号。
It's on January 15th in the Israelites' calendar.
就在那一天，他们把耶稣钉在十字架上。
It's on that day he was nailed to the cross.
因为就是在正月十四号的那一天，以色列人他们还要做另外一件事。
On the eve of January 14th, they were to do something else.
就是那个祭司要到耶路撒冷附近的一块麦田的里面。
That is, the priest will go into a field near Jerusalem.
他到那个麦田里面做什么呢
？What is he to do there？
因为那个时候是那个大麦快要成熟的时候。
It was during a time when the barley was about to
ripe. 所以那个祭司就要到那个田里面。
And the high priest will go into that field.
要在那个田里面走来走去。
He will walk in that field.
要仔细的来看那个田里面的大麦。
And he will examine the barley that's in the field.
他要找什么呢？
What is he to find there?
他要看有没有哪一个大麦已经成熟了。
He wants to look for a barley that's already ripened.
在那个时候，是刚刚那个大麦要成熟的时候。
In January, it's about time. It's right before the barley to be ripened.
所以大部分的那个麦还没有成熟。
So most of the barley are still unripe.
所以他们要花很多的时间在那个田里面走来走去。
Therefore, he probably needs to walk back and forth in that field.
好不容易呢，到最后呢，找到了。
And eventually he will find one.
找到了有一个那个大麦。
He will find that one barley.
那长出了几颗穗子来了。
That has a few barley.
他们就非常的喜乐。
And with great joy.
他们就用一个绳子呢，把那个找到的呢就把它捆起来。
They will take a rope and circle that particular stem.
作为一个记号。
It's a sign.
他们不会忘记。
So they do not forget about it.
然后等到第二天。
And the second day.
就正月十五号。
On the 15th.
那天是安息日。
It's a day of Passover.
安息日应该是不能做任何事的。
The days of Sabbath.
但是他们可以做这一件事。
When they are not allowed to do anything except this.
他们就一直等，一直等。
They will wait.
一直等，一直等。
They will wait and wait.
等到什么时候呢？
Wait until
等到那个是安息日太阳快要下山的时候
until the sun is about to set
他们等到那个太阳一下山的时候
and the moment the sun has set
他们就把那个大麦就割下来
they will take that the barley
然后他们把这个大麦带回来
and they will bring it back into the city
他们把这个大麦把它磨成粉
And they will grind that barley into flour.
然后里面加上一点油。
Add a little bit of oil.
他们又在十六号的早，在十六号的那一天。
And on the morning of the 16th.
就是正月十六号。
January 16th.
那一天是初熟节。
And that day is the day of 初熟节。Ripened fruit.
Anyway,
January 16th.
Yeah. 在那一天他要把这个面粉和了油的这个粉在耶和华的面前要摇一摇。
And that day they will take that flour together with a little bit of oil in there and shake before the Lord.
就当这个祭司把这个粉和了油在耶和华面前摇一摇的时候。
And as they were spreading and shaking that flour before way before the Lord.
也就是耶稣复活的那个日子。
And that was also the day of Jesus' resurrection.
这是同一天发生的事。
That's what happened on that day.
这就告诉我们说，耶稣基督就像那个面粉和了油一样，是出手的。
Jesus, like that flour mixed with that little bit of oil, he is the first ripened fruit.
就像那个田的里面。
It's just like in that field.
只有那一个麦子是刚刚成熟的。
There's only that one barley that has ripened.
基督就是那个初熟的果子。
And Jesus is that first fruit.
那这对我们有什么意义呢？
What does that mean to us?
对我们的意义太大了。
It has such a great meaning.
因为他说是成了碎了之人出熟的果子。
For here it says, he is the first fruit of those who have fallen asleep.
谁是碎了的人呢？
Who are the ones who have fallen asleep?
有一天我们都要成为碎了的人。
One day we are all to become those who have fallen asleep.
因此耶稣基督是我们出熟的果子。
And therefore he is the first fruits of those who have fallen
asleep. 我们就像那个麦田里面其他的大麦。
We are like all the rest of the barley in that field.
我们没有成熟。
We are not ripe yet.
但是我们知道。
But we know.
有一个已经出熟了。
There's that one that has ripened already.
只要有一个已经成熟了。
As long as one has become ripened.
就成为我们的保证。
Then that becomes our assurance.
就是其他所有的那个田里面的大麦都要成熟的。
That all the rest of the barley, they will all become ripened one day.
感谢神。
We thank the Lord.
为什么今天我们能够有这个复活的盼望？
Today, why is that we have that hope in the resurrection?
那是因为这个初熟的果子已经复活了。
Because that first fruit has been taken.
因为初熟的已经活了，所以我们知道我们将来也要复活。
For that first fruit has resurrected, and we shall be one day.
当彼得那里传福音的时候，
When Peter was preaching the gospel,
他说神让耶稣基督从死里复活。
He said God has risen Christ from the dead.
就把死的痛苦就解释了。
And had took away the agony of death.
或者把死的痛苦就释放了。
Or to say to release the agony of death.
死就不再能够拘禁我们的主了。
Death no longer has a hold on our Lord Jesus Christ.
因为他是出熟的果子。
For he is the first fruit.
所以今天死就不能拘禁我们了。
Therefore, no longer death has hold on us.
我们就成为一般不怕死的人了。
We become a people that are not afraid of death.
因为我们知道耶稣已经从死里复活，他就不再死了。
For we know Jesus Christ has risen from the dead, and he will not die again.
死就不再做他的王。
Death no one has mastery over him.
死也不再做我们的王。
Nor does death has mastery over us.
我们从前是怕死的。
We were afraid of death before.
我们不但怕死，而且做了奴仆的。
We now not only were afraid of death, we have become slave to death.
但是因为今天耶稣基督的复活。
But because his resurrection today.
我们就不怕死了。
No longer we are afraid.
死在我们身上没有权势。
Death has no mastery over us.
因为死的痛苦已经被解释了。
For his agony has been taken away.
我们怎么知道呢？
How do we know that?
因为有这个初熟的果子来做见证。
Because we saw that first fruit as a testimony.
因为那个田里面有一个初熟的。
Because in that field there is that one first fruit.
我们就蛮有信心，蛮有把握。
Therefore, we're full of assurance, full of hope.
有一天。
One day,
那个整个田里面的麦子都要成熟。
That entire field, all the barley will become ripe.
这就是我们的盼望。
And that's our hope.
所以彼得前书告诉我们。
In 1 Peter, it tells us.
耶稣基督重生了我们。
That in Christ we are reborn.
叫我们有一个活泼的盼望。
So we have a new and living hope.
或者说一个活的盼望。
A living hope.
你有没有活的盼望？
Do we have a living hope?
弟兄姊妹，你有没有活的盼望？
Brother and sister, do you have a living hope?
如果我们没有活的盼望，
If we do not have a living
hope, 我们在这个地上就比没有信的人更可怜。
Then we are to be pitied, on this earth.
不是我说的。
This is not what I said.
保罗说的。
Paul says so.
如果我们没有这个复活的盼望，
If we do not have such a hope,
我们就比众人更可怜。
Then we shall to be pitied more than all men.
你愿不愿意比众人更可怜呢？
Would you like to be pitied more than all men?
我们实在需要认识这个复活的这个真理。
We need to know the truth of resurrection.
我们要有这个复活的经历。
And we need to have the experience of the
resurrection. 因为耶稣已经成了碎了之人初熟的果子。
For he has become the first fruit of all those who have fallen asleep.
这是第三个属灵的福气。
This is the third spiritual blessing from his resurrection.
第四。
Fourthly.
是在约翰福音里面的。
It's in the Gospel of John.
在约翰福音里面，十五章里面，他告诉我们。
In John chapter 15, it tells us.
他说他如果不去的话。
Unless he leaves, unless he goes away.
保惠师就不能来。
Then the counselor will not come.
所以主耶稣的那个复活带给我们的一个恩典，就是从父那里差遣保惠师来。
Therefore, one of the blessings is for him to send that counselor to us.
圣灵降临。
The Holy Spirit had come.
实在是耶稣基督复活最强的一个证据。
It's the most important testimony concerning his resurrection.
因为他说我不去，圣灵就不降临。
For he has said, if he did not leave, the Holy Spirit will not come.
因此今天圣灵在我们的中间。
Therefore, since we have the Holy Spirit in the midst of us,
就是耶稣基督复活最强的一个证据。
Then that proves to us that Jesus Christ has risen.
不但是那个五百人能够做那个见证。
Not only those 500 people can testify that.
千千万万的人都能够做这样的见证。
Thousands upon thousands of people can testify that.
今天每一个在圣灵里面重生的人。
Today, all ye who have born of the Spirit.
都是主耶稣基督复活的见证。
We are all proofs of his resurrection.
因为如果我们不是靠着圣灵。
For if not by his Holy Spirit.
没有一个人能够承认耶稣基督是主。
Now one can testify that Jesus Christ is Lord.
如果你相信耶稣基督是主，
If you truly believe that Jesus Christ is the Lord,
就是圣灵在你里面的工作，
then it's the work of the Holy Spirit in you.
既然圣灵在你里面的工作，
and if the Holy Spirit is working in you,
就证明耶稣基督已经复活了，
then that testifies that Jesus Christ is risen.
因此我们是耶稣基督复活的一个见证人。
Therefore, every one of us is a proof that Jesus Christ has risen.
今天我们有九位弟兄姊妹受浸。
Today we have 9 brothers and sisters that will be baptized.
所以我们又多了九位为复活做见证的人。
Therefore, we have 9 more proofs that Jesus Christ has risen.
因为耶稣在我们的里面。
For he is in us.
初熟节过了五十天以后。
After 50 days after January 16th.
就是五旬节。
It's the day of Pentecost.
在他们第一次找到那个刚熟的那捆大麦以后，又过了五十天，就是五旬节。
So it's after 50 days after they had found their first fruit, it's the day of Pentecost.
过了五十天以后
，After 50 days,
那个麦田里面的那个麦子几乎都成熟了。
All the barley in the field, they are all ripe.
所以到了这个五旬节的时候
Therefore, on the day of Pentecost,
这个祭司又要回到那个田的里面。
The priest will return back into that field.
他们回去做什么呢？
What did he do there?
他们要回去在那个田里面，他们要割一些大麦出来。
From that field, again, he will collect some of the barley.
他们要割足够能够做饼的。
They will gather enough to make a bread.
所以他们到那个田里面呢，把那个最好的大麦把它割下来。
So they will go back to the field and gather the best of the barley.
他们把那个其他的部分呢，要把它除掉了。
And they will take away all the rest.
然后呢，把那个麦的壳子把它打开了。
And then they will process the barley.
然后呢，他们就把这个麦呢磨成粉。
Then they will grind into flour.
那个时候。这个时候的这个麦子要磨得非常非常的细的。
And they will grind that flour until it's very fine.
有的书上这样讲哈。
Some of the Bible tells.
麦要磨到一个程度啊。
They will grind that flour until the degree.
如果你的手伸进去拿出来以后，你的手上没有麦粉。
It's so fine that you will put your hands into that flour and when you take it out, nothing will stick to your skin.
要到那个程度啊。
It is so fine.
你要磨到什么程度才能那样子呢？
How fine do you have to grind it to
become like that? 你把手伸进去拿出来，手上没有麦粉的。
Then nothing can stick to your skin.
到这样的一个程度。
That's how fine it shall be.
然后就要把这个麦粉呢做成一个饼。
Then with that flour, a bread will be made.
然后在那五旬节的时候。
And on the day of the Pentecost.
要把这个饼在耶和华面前来摇一摇。
And they will wave that bread before the Lord, before God.
就在这个祭司把这个饼在耶和华面前摇的时候。
And as that bread being waved before Jehovah.
有120个人在耶路撒冷的小楼里面祷告。
There will be 120 people praying before the Lord.
在他们摇这个饼的时候。
As the bread being waved.
那个圣灵降临在他们的身上。
The Holy Spirit will come upon them.
然后他们就被圣灵充满了。
And those will be filled with Holy Spirit.
然后他们就从那个楼里面出来。
And from, that 120 people will leave from the tower.
所有的人都不知道他们发生了什么事。
No one would know what had happened to them.
彼得起来告诉他们。
But Peter tells them.
然后当天有3000个人相信了耶稣。
And at that day, 3,000 believe in Jesus Christ.
弟兄姊妹，这120个人。
From those 120 people.
就是那一块饼。
It's that bread.
就是那祭司在神面前摇的那一块。
It's that bread being waved before the Lord.
这120个人就成为那一天的为耶稣做了见证。
That 120 people become Jesus Christ's testimony.
而那3000个人就吃饼得饱。
And that, those 3,000 people, they ate that bread and they were filled.
弟兄姊妹，你知道圣灵在那一天所做的工作是什么？
But sister, do you know what kind of work the Holy Spirit did that day?
圣灵在那120个人身上所做的工作到底是什么？
What is the work that was done in those 120 people?
这个工作呢是世界上最难的一件事了。
It's the thing that's hardest in this world.
在宇宙里面没有一件事比这个事更难的。
There's nothing harder to be done in this universe.
这个事比创造还要难。
It's even harder than creation itself.
比神创造的工作还要难。
It's harder than God's creation.
而这个工作就是在那一天完成的。
And that day, that work was completed.
这个工作就是合一的工作。
It's the work of unification.
圣灵把这120个人进成一个身体。
That day, Holy Spirit made that 120 people into one.
他们就像那个饼一样。
Just like that bread.
那个饼被磨得非常非常的细。
That barley that was grinded so fine.
你在那个饼的里面已经找不到原来那个麦子的痕迹了。
That in those flour, you cannot find the original barley.
这所有原来的麦子都消失了。
All of the original barley, they disappeared.
他们进成了一个饼。
They had become one bread.
这就是圣灵的工作。
And that's the work of the Holy Spirit.
也只有圣灵能够做这个工作。
And only Holy Spirit can do that.
没有人能够做这个工作。
Not by man's hand.
如果不是圣灵的工作。
If not by the work of Holy Spirit.
没有两个人能够合一的。
Not even two can become one.
不要说120个人不能合一啊。
Not even mentioning 120 people.
就是12个使徒也不能合一啊。
Even 12 disciples cannot become one.
你不要说12个使徒不能合一啊。
Not only 12 disciples cannot become one.
就是彼得和约翰两个人也不能合一啊。
Even Peter and John, they cannot become one.
弟兄姊妹，这是圣灵的工作。
When the sisters, only by the work of Holy Spirit.
当圣灵降下来的时候，
When the Holy Spirit come upon them,
那120个人就合一了。
That 120 people become one.
他们就成为一块饼。
They become one bread.
为耶稣基督的复活来做见证。
That one bread testifying the resurrection of Jesus Christ.
我们实在感谢神啊。
We thank and praise the Lord.
这是耶稣基督复活带给我们的祝福啊。
This is a blessing only coming from his resurrection.
这个麦子要磨成饼啊，不容易的。
It's hard for the barley to become a bread.
尤其是要成为无心节的这一块饼是不容易的。
Especially to become that one bread to be offered on the Pentecost.
这个麦子要磨得很细很细的。
This barley will be grinded.
这个就是十字架的工作。
And it's the work of the cross.
就是十字架的道路。
It's the way of the cross.
弟兄姊妹，我们主在地上他走这个路啊。
But the sister, our Lord had walked this way.
他是从十字架开始的。
He started from the cross.
然后呢，他最后走到施恩座的面前。
Then he ended at the throne of mercy.
借着这个复活圣灵的大能。
Because the resurrection power in the Holy Spirit.
他从死里复活。
He was raised from the dead.
他从坟墓里面起来。
From the grave, he was raised up.
升到高天。
To the heaven.
一直到那个至圣所的里面。
Into the most holy place.
走到施恩座的面前。
To the throne of mercy.
这是主耶稣所走的路。
That was his journey.
我们走的路是什么呢？
What was our journey?
我们的路是从施恩座开始的。
Our journey starts from the throne of mercy.
我们蒙恩得救的时候，我们在哪里啊？
When we were saved, where we were? Where
were we? 我们蒙恩得救的时候，我们就在施恩座的面前。
The moment we were saved, we were already before the throne of mercy.
我们就得到白白的恩典。
We had received that grace freely.
但是神没有叫我们停留在那里。
But God did not ask us to stop there.
神没有叫我们停留在施恩座。
God did not ask us stop before the
throne of mercy.
He wants us to have that resurrection power from the Holy Spirit.
而这个大能要我们从施恩座里面走出来。
And from that, and by that power, we'll walk away from the throne of mercy.
要我们走到那个圣所的里面。
We'll walk into the holy place.
要我们走到那个外院的当中。
We'll walk into the altar yard.
最后要我们走到十字架上。
Then we'll walk onto the cross.
这是神给我们的一个道路。
This is the way that he had laid out for us.
我们感谢神。
We thank the Lord.
按照我们个人的本相，没有一个人能够上十字架的。
By our own nature, none of us can be on the cross.
没有一个人能够走十字架的道路的。
None of us can take the journey of the cross.
但是我们是从施恩座开始。
Yet we start from the throne of mercy.
我们有了神的恩典。
When we had received his grace.
我们有了圣灵的浇灌。
We have that Holy Spirit.
圣灵在我们的里面。
Holy Spirit was in us.
就让我们能够走十字架的道路。
And that enabled us to travel on the way of the cross.
这是圣灵给我们的一个带领。
This is the leading of the Holy Spirit.
这也是耶稣基督复活给我们的第四个福气。
And this is the spiritual blessing from his resurrection.
所以耶稣基督复活是一个大事的。
Therefore, it's such a great event of his resurrection.
是一个天大的一件事情啊。
It's a great event.
这四个福气都是天大的福气啊。
All these four blessings, they are great.
而这四个福气也是我们超过我们所求所想的。
And all this surpass what we can imagine.
他一次就成为永远赎罪的事。
Once for all, he had attained that eternal redemption.
我们有谁不软弱呢？
Who is not weak here?
我们每一个人都是软弱的人。
We are all weak.
我们都是会犯罪的人。
We all sin.
但是这个赎罪祭是永远的赎罪祭。
But that redemption is eternal.
因此我们可以随时随刻来到基督的面前。
Therefore, every moment, everywhere, we can come before
我们承认我们的罪。
To confess our sin.
他就要赦免我们的罪。
Then he will forgive our sin.
因为他是
公义的。For he is righteous.
我们感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
在地上他给我们一个又新又活的道路。
That on this earth is a new and living way.
虽然我们眼睛没有见过主耶稣。
Therefore, even though we did not see him with our physical eyes.
但是今天我们能够与复活的主同行。
But today we can walk alone with him.
不但我们能够与复活的主同行。
Not only we walk with his resurrection.
我们能够听到他宝贵的声音。
We can hear his precious
voice. 我们一听到他的声音。
The moment we hear that voice.
我们里面就活过来了。
Our heart become alive.
我们里面就火热了。
There's a fire rekindled in our heart.
不但如此。
Not only so.
他给我们有一个复活的盼望。
He give us a new and living hope.
我们活在地上不再怕死了。
No longer we fear death.
死不再作为我们的主人。
Death no longer has mastery over us.
死的毒钩不在我们的身上。
There's no more the sting of death.
因为耶稣基督成为碎了的人出手的果子。
For Jesus Christ has become that first fruit of those who have fallen asleep.
还有把圣灵赐给我们。
Then he gives us the Holy Spirit.
他要我们走十字架的道路。
He wants to walk on the way of the cross.
但是我们没有能力走十字架的道路。
But we are not able.
因此他把宝惠师差给我们。
Therefore he sent his counselor to
us. 在圣灵的里面。
That in the spirit.
我们可以跟随我们的主。
In the spirit we can follow him.
走十字架的道路。
To walk the way of the cross.
弟兄姊妹，这是主。借着复活给我们的福气。
Brothers and sisters, these are the spiritual blessings from His resurrection.
当重生，我们重生得救以后。
After we are reborn.
这个圣灵在我们的里面。
The Holy Spirit is within us.
这个圣灵要把这四样的福气都加在我们的身上。
And the Holy Spirit wants to give us these four spiritual blessings.
但是我们有一个难处。
But we still have that one difficulty.
我们就有这么一个难处。
We have that one obstacle.
这个难处是什么呢？
What is it?
这个难处就是坟墓前的那块大石头。
And our difficulty is that big rock that's in front of the grave.
那坟墓前有一块大石头。
In front of that grave, there's a in front of the tomb, there's a stone.
圣灵在我们心中是一个活水的井啊。
The Holy Spirit is the living fountain inside of us.
这明明在约翰福音告诉我们，圣灵在我们里面是一个活水的井啊。
The Gospel of John, it tells us that the Holy Spirit is a living fountain in us.
但是这个活水的井的上面有一块石头。
But there is a stone, there's a rock on top of this fountain.
你记得当雅各要去他的舅舅家的时候。
Remember when James was going to his uncle's place?
Jacob,
I'm sorry.
他就在那个井的旁边遇见了他的妻子，未来的妻子。
It's by that well that he met Rebecca.
那个井的上面有一块大石头。
On the top of that well, there was a big stone.
是那个女子的力量所不能够移动的。
And that stone could not be moved by the woman over there.
所以这个雅各呢，他就把那个石头呢就移开了。
So Jacob, he moved that stone away.
好让那个羊群呢能够得到水喝。
So that the sheep can have water.
这就是我们里面的难处。
This is something that we have. This is one obstacle that we have.
我们里面不是没有主。
It's not that we don't have the Lord.
我们里面不是没有那个活水的井。
It is not that we don't have that living fountain within us.
但是这个井的上面有一块大石头啊。
But on top of that well, there's a rock. There's a stone.
什么是这块石头呢？
What is this stone?
这个石头就是这个世界的吸引啊。
The stone is the draw from this world.
这个石头就是我们自己啊。
This stone is our old self.
这个石头又大又重的。
The stone is big and heavy.
这个只要这个石头在我们的里面。
As long as the stone is in our heart.
这个圣灵的工作就显不出来。
Then the work of the Holy Spirit cannot be shown forth.
因此我们不能活在这个复活的光景的当中啊。
And we couldn't live in the condition of the resurrected life.
因此我们要在主的面前向主求。
And therefore we need to go and ask the Lord.
求主把这个石头把它滚开吧。
To have him roll away that stone.
把这个石头滚开吧。
Roll away that stone.
就像那个主耶稣复活的那个早晨。
Just like on that resurrected morning.
就有天使把那个坟墓前的那块木头就滚开了。
Only the angel can roll away that stone from the entrance of the tomb.
当主把我们心中的那个石头滚开的时候。
When he had rolled away that stone.
我们就看见了。
Then we see.
我们看见原来这个坟墓是空的。
We see an empty grave.
弟兄姊妹，这个天使把这个石头滚开，不是让主耶稣能够走出来啊。
The angel had rolled away the stone, not to enable Christ to leave the tomb.
我们的主不需要那个石头滚开，他就能够走出来了。
Our Lord Jesus could have left that tomb without the stone being rolled away.
那个石头为什么要滚开呢？
So why was that stone rolled away?
要让我们看见那个坟墓是空的。
That is to enable to see that the tomb is empty.
让我们看见耶稣果真复活了。
So we see for a fact that Jesus Christ has risen.
弟兄姊妹，当那个天使这样做的时候
，When the angel had done such a deed，
那是为了门徒的好处啊。
Is for the benefits of the
disciples. 耶稣已经果真的复活了。
Indeed, Jesus had risen.
我们眼睛常常是瞎的。
Our eyes are often blind.
好像有个鳞片一样。
It has scale in front of it.
我们明明知道。
We knew inside.
但对我们发生不了作用。
But it did not have any effect.
因为我们的眼睛有个鳞片。
For there is a scale in front of our eyes.
就像这个两个门徒一样。
Just like those two disciples.
他们知道主耶稣复活了。
They knew that Jesus Christ had risen.
那主耶稣复活对他不发生作用。
But that did not have any effect in their life.
那个鳞片要挪开的。
That scale needs to be fall.
那个石头要挪开的。
That stone needs to be rolled away.
这个石头一挪开以后。
And once that stone is rolled away,
我们就清楚了。
Then we know clearly.
这两个门徒就清楚了。
These two disciples then knew.
摩大拉的玛利亚就清楚了。
Mary Magdalene, then she knew.
彼得和使徒也清楚了。
Peter and James, they
knew. 那一百二十个人他们就清楚了。
Those 120 people, they knew.
他们就活在复活的里面。
Then they can start living in that resurrected life.
我们看他们的生活是何等的荣美啊。
We see such a glory in their life.
他们乃是一般不怕死的人。
They did not fear death.
没有一个人怕死了。
Not one of them feared death.
所有的使徒都是被逼迫死的。
Every single one of the disciples were crucified.
每一个都是被逼迫死的。
They were all persecuted to death.
没有一个怕死的。
But none of them was
afraid. 那一百二十个人里面也没有一个怕死的。
In those 120 people, they were not afraid.
弟兄姊妹，历世历代的众圣徒。
But sisters, throughout all generations.
只要是认识这个复活的大能的。
As long as they know the power of the resurrection.
没有一个是怕死的。
None of them was afraid of death.
因为他们知道。
For they knew.
这个神的复活，基督的复活，为他们成功了大事。
For they knew the power of that resurrected life.
因此他们走在这个又新又活的道路上。
Therefore, that enabled them to walk on that new and living way.
耶稣对他们不是一个知识道理。
Jesus was not the knowledge to them.
耶稣每天可以跟他讲话的。
But Jesus talked to them every single day.
耶稣每天可以跟他生活的。
Jesus lived with them every day.
因此他们的心是火热的。
Therefore, there's a heart, there's a fire rekindled in their heart.
每一个人都会软弱。
Everyone will be weak.
你我都会软弱。
You and I will be weak at some point.
感谢主。
But we thank the Lord.
他一次成就永远赎罪的事。
Once for all, he obtained that eternal salvation.
因此我们什么时候软弱
？Whenever we become weak.
我们什么时候就刚强了
？Then we become strong.
因为我们认自己的罪。
For we confess our sin.
那个宝血的功效仍然有功效。
For that blood is still efficacious to us.
对，因为我们众人走在这样的道路上。
When we all walk on such a journey.
在圣灵的里面。主把我们合而为一。
That in Holy Spirit we become one.
我们没有办法靠着其他的方法和方式。
There's no other way. There's no other way.
我们不能靠着一个真理还合一。
Not by the truth that we can become.
我们也不能靠一个做法来合一。
Not by a method that we can become.
我们也不能靠着一个种族来合一。
Not by our ethnicity we can
become. 我们也不能靠着我们的语言来合一。
Nor can we be unified by our language.
只有在圣灵的当中。
But only in the Spirit.
在圣灵的里面，他把我们个人都磨碎了。
In Holy Spirit, we're all grinded into fine
powder. 这个时候，我们成为一个饼。
Then we become one bread.
能够在耶和华的面前摇一摇。
That we can be waved and offered to Jehovah.
让这个世界上的人能够得到饱足。
And that can be become the supply of this world.
让我们能够为主做复活的见证。
So we can be a living testimony for our Lord.
我们一起祷告。
Let's pray together.
主，我们感谢，我们赞美你。
Lord, we thank you and praise you.
主啊，你复活成功的是何等大的事！
You have accomplished such a great thing through your resurrection.
这太超过我们所能够明白的。
It's beyond our comprehension.
因此，我们求圣灵再说给我们听。
Therefore, we ask the Holy Spirit to tell us again.
当圣灵再把这些话重新再说在我们心里的时候，
When the Holy Spirit speaks to us in our heart,
我们的心岂不是要火热吗？
Lord, shouldn't that not be a fire in your heart?
主啊，但你保守我们。
Lord, keep us.
但愿圣灵今天在我们的当中。
May the Holy Spirit be in the midst of us.
对我们的心说话。
Speak to our heart.
因此，当我们离开这里的时候
，So when we leave this place,
没有一个人的心是冷淡的。
Not one of our hearts shall be cold.
我们的心都火热了。
That there shall be a fire in our heart.
因为耶稣与我们同在。
For Jesus is with us.
我们祷告是奉主耶稣基督的名。
We pray in Jesus Christ's name. Amen.